Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Booker T and the MGs bring this back, because time is tight. That's what it sounds like too, doesn't it? One of the great instrumentals of all time. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Creating and Dominating New Markets is one book. Also, Warp Speed Growth is another book. Both of those written by our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Peter Meyer. Peter's here helping us make better decisions. Peter, thanks again for being here. You're telling us a story about how to make a decision quicker when we probably already have all the things we need to make that decision, but maybe we don't know that, right?
Right. And you left with, at the end of the break, before the break, you left with an assignment, which I need to come back to.
Right.
And the assignment is for everybody to know that Jim is absolutely right all the time. So let me continue with the thought process for a second. I want to talk about quantum physics, and please stick with me for a moment, because this really is one little bit of physics that matters a lot to management. Because the Ben Franklin process can equal overthinking. Overthinking does not equal managing, because what you're missing is one thing, which in physics is called the observer effect. Mm-hmm. And when you look at an experiment, the act of looking at it changes it. So what does that mean here? It means that as soon as Jane makes this choice between two difficult career options, Dallas and Cleveland, as soon as she puts herself into one, it changes everything. So all the history we have of what happened in Dallas and or what could happen in Dallas and has happened in Cleveland, all the history becomes slightly irrelevant because we've added a key component, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
When Jane gets the new job, it will change because she showed up there. So even though you cannot see the future situation, and you can't see the existing situation, you need to remember that by adding a really good person to it, you are making the changes that are going to affect the Ben Franklin process dramatically. And you really can just sort of crumple up the paper. Because if you have two really good choices, both of which are excellent, you can say, by adding Jane, I'm going to make the right choice. Either one is good. Either choice will work. Where the coin lands Dallas or the coin lands Cleveland, Jane makes the difference. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the people, and this is the people factor. This is where the humanity plays a part in the logic, right? The science is there. The science is linear. It's ABC. It's settled. But when you add the humanity into it, that's when you get a completely different dynamic in the decision making process, right?
When you add the observer to the experiment changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what?
Is that Steve did?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, does that sometimes though? Every decision, every experiment has to have an observer. But when you add an observer, you mean when you add an extra observer, right? A second
when
observer.
You add, sure, absolutely. Because, yeah, a second observer. Go ahead.
That's all right. Go ahead. Now finish.
In quantum physics, as soon as you start to look at the experiment changes because you're defining it by looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
In management, as soon as you start to move into a new project or into the choice you've made, as soon as you start to move into it, you change the way the choice is going to go. You change the path of the choice by adding a person.
So are you saying that if you're trying to make a decision that is going to involve other people, bring them in to the decision, because they will help you make that decision. They'll contribute to that decision, not even by what they say, but just the fact that they're there and they're looking at it.
The fact that they're there will change the process.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. If you choose not to bring them in, not to let them engage at first, that'll give you one process. if you choose to engage them in the very beginning, that'll give you a different process. So you've got the three situations, how it was before, how it is if you engage them.
So how do you make a decision which way to go, though? How do you make a decision of which one of those three? Is someone more likely, is an autocrat more likely to not bring Jane in?
So the way to make the decision can be as simple as, and this is a leap of faith for many of us, flip the coin. If in the middle of the air you know the answer, don't even look where the coin lands.
However, flipping the coin puts pressure on you to decide?
It puts the pressure on you. Well, the decision is made. Heads, you made a decision.
It puts pressure on you to claim the decision.
To execute against it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you choose Cleveland or Dallas as much as it matters that you're going to put your best efforts into that working out.
Mm-hmm.
Once you make the choice of Cleveland or Dallas, then your job then is not to question the choice or overthink the choice or wonder about the choice. Your job is to make it happen.
I don't want to mean to be flippant, but maybe the middle of December is not a good time to compare Dallas to Cleveland too. Though you might want to think about that in your decision making process.
It depends. You talking football or basketball?
I'm talking weather. I'm talking snow.
Weather, sure.
I'm talking lake effect snow is what I'm talking about. Hey, Peter, I need your website again. I need your website again, please.
MeyerGRP.com.
MeyerGRP.com. Quick break. Right back with Peter. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.